Myanmar's military junta today extended opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's house arrest by another year. The order was issued despite urgent appeals from the White House, European Union, United Nations and fellow Nobel Peace Prize winners to the generals in charge of the former Burma. Nobel laureate Suu Kyi, who has now been in detention for more than 11 of the last 17 years, is being held under an obscure security decree that has to be renewed every 12 months.
The junta, which ignored a sweeping election victory by her National League for Democracy in 1990, began Suu Kyi's latest detention in May 2003. Acting director of the Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, says the international community is failing Burma despite widespread human rights abuses in the country.
Well, it is incredible that the international community has never had any kind of strategy or an agreement on how it's going to deal with the problem in Burma. We've just seen a period of almost 5 months where there wasn't even a UN envoy. Which is something that has repeatedly happened. The envoy has been invited by the regime to visit Burma, but has not made any plans to go, which is quite incredible. Until 2005, Burma hadn't even been discussed by the UN Security Council. So we need to see the international community getting its act together. Burma has consistently been pushed down the international agenda, despite the fact that the human rights abuses, the humanitarian crisis in Burma, is as serious as is any conflict in African countries. It's one of the most brutal dictatorships in the world. It has a growing problem with HIV/AIDS. It has the highest number of child soldiers in the world. It has one of the highest numbers of political prisoners. It's got the highest levels of forced labor. It's a record breaker for all the wrong reasons, I think. But one of the most effective things the regime has done is to ban journalists from the country so we don't get to hear what goes on there.